For a business to be profitable and to survive, for that matter, the employees need to produce more than the cost of operating that business. Same economic fact holds true for benefit programs. They need to bring in more than they are called on to lay out in order for their survival. According to a study my next guest is here to share, Obamacare fails to recognize a bit of that economic and operating fact. Here with the details is the Director of Healthcare Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute, Naomi Lopez-Bauman. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning.
IllinoisPolicy.org is where we can read more about what we are talking about here, as well as their other studies and the fantastic fact-based information that they make available to you. And you did a study, it's called the Customer Acquisition Cost. Explain what that entails, then we'll get into some of the specific dollar and cent figures.
Sure. Well, when a business is trying to recruit and retain a customer, they spend a certain amount of money to do that. Whenever you take a look at organizations like Priceline and Barnes & Noble, you're looking at about $7 to $10 per customer who comes in and buys something. And so, you know, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, of course, but I did the same thing looking at what Obamacare costs per enrollee. Now, there are some differences. This is not a private, you know, a private organization, of course. But on the other hand, there's a requirement to buy insurance. And so, you know, the president saying that they did not do a hard sell on this program, the facts actually belie that claim. Whenever you take a look at what each state received federal grants, except for a couple who refused to take the money, most states received millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, and in some cases, hundreds of millions for the larger states, to have a state exchange to sell private health insurance that meets the minimum Obamacare requirements, to participate in the federal exchange, plus an enormous amount of money for outreach and marketing. So what I did was I took each state's share of the federal website, or if it's a case like New York, a state that was running their own website, those grants, plus all the grants for outreach and marketing, and to come up with, you know, how much did it cost per enrollee. Now, it's, you know, we're still getting information. The federal government is only reporting right now the number of people who have put a plan in their shopping cart, not the number of people who have actually paid for a plan and who are now covered.
That's like saying at Amazon.com, well, here's how many books are waiting in the
correct
in the chute, for example, but those people, they haven't given us their credit card number yet.
Right. That would be like an SEC violation for most companies.
Yes.
They're reporting that. But that's exactly what the federal government is reporting. The other important thing to remember is that whenever Obamacare was being discussed and whenever the federal government came out with their initial projections of how many people would actually get private coverage as the result of this law, they were assuming that almost every single enrollee in the federal or state-based exchanges would be previously uninsured. That's not what's happened. Whenever you take a look at national survey data, we're finding out two really important things. One is that nationally, only about 26%, or about a quarter, of the people who are enrolling in Obamacare were previously uninsured. You've got a lot of people coming into these exchanges that probably had their policies canceled as a direct result of Obamacare regulations. The other thing to point out, you know, as we've been discussing, is that a lot of people haven't paid. It looks like about 83% of the people who are enrolled have actually paid. And so whenever you take a look at those numbers, you know, we're really only going to see these acquisition costs go up even further. So, you know, you're looking at, in many states, you're looking at more than $1,000 per enrollee. In the worst states, like Hawaii, you're looking at over $20,000 per enrollee. The best states are, you know, at over $100. And so, you know, there's a wide variance depending on how much money was doled out to the state for marketing and outreach and how much money was spent, particularly on the states that set up their own exchanges. But the bottom line is that this is completely being ignored by the national media for the most part. You know, yes, you can entice somebody to buy your product, but should you have to spend thousands of dollars to do so?
Really?
They've already made it a law that you have to buy it. So it really is, I think it really deserves a lot more attention and scrutiny. The president is already asking for even more money for outreach and marketing in his new budget. And so I think this is something that, you know, if it's going to be evaluated as a success, we need to count this and see how it stacks up against these numbers.
Talking to Naomi Lopez-Bowen from the Illinois Policy Institute about the Obamacare customer acquisition costs. We're going to get into some numbers and some details in a moment. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. The website for Illinois Policy Institute is illinoispolicy.org. And let's dive into some numbers. Just as a foundation, nationally, the average is between $730 to $1,100 on average to acquire a single enrollee in the plan. You mentioned Hawaii being one of the worst, among the worst states, with paying $23,000 or more per enrollee. There's a couple of states where their state exchange websites just threw the towel in Massachusetts and Oregon, and per enrollee cost is $5,650 and $4,600 respectively. Let's look in our own backyard for New Jersey. How is the New Jersey refused to set up an exchange, but the state did indeed take the Obamacare funds. So how's everything working out in Jersey?
New Jersey is definitely below the national average. You're looking at about $500 per enrollee, and that number will go up as we find out who's actually paid and who was actually previously uninsured. But right now, you're looking at about $500 per enrollee. And, you know, once again, comparing it to the private sector, which is not exactly apples to apples, you know, you might normally see $10, $7 per enrollee.
It's sort of a parallel with the green job creation, where you saw these $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year salary jobs, and you think, oh, that's great, nice employment for someone starting off. And then you realize the cost of that job creation was $250,000 in some cases.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, you were looking at spending over $200,000 to create, a normal job. that's a really great analogy, because that is exactly what we're looking at here. Pennsylvania came in even lower at $300 plus per enrollee, and then New York was right at the average. Now, New York did set up their own state exchange. They got about $430 million in federal grants to set up the exchange and to do marketing and outreach. And you're looking at about $1,100 per enrollee at the moment. And once again, these numbers will go up in terms of, you know, once we see how many people actually pay their second month premium, their third month premium. A lot of these individuals, may not have paid in the first place, but then, the question is, will they pay the second month, the third month, especially when these very expensive plans in many cases are competing with things like groceries and rent. That's one of the biggest criticisms of Obamacare right now, is that a lot of these plans are far more lavish than individuals would buy on their own. They would not necessarily buy maternity coverage if they're in their 50s, and particularly if they're male.
Yeah.
they may not buy pediatric dental care, especially if they don't have children. So not only are they being forced to buy coverage that really doesn't meet their individual needs and preferences in many cases, but they're actually paying a lot more for it, particularly for younger people who are subsidizing the older and sicker to do that. So a lot of these individuals who weren't buying it last year when it was cheaper, maybe a third of the cost of what they're being charged now, they may not pay their second month premium.
We have to wrap up here with about a minute left. I know you didn't get into demographics specifically, just the dollars and cents, but I'm looking at some of the states like Arizona, California, Florida, North Carolina. Is it safe to assume that where the older population is, that's where the more signups are, and that's creating, at least at this point, a lower customer acquisition rate?
Well, we're seeing a couple things. One thing is that Hispanics are not enrolling. Hispanics are a younger demographic group, and they, they rely more on civil society for things like for psychological, they don't go to psychologists in as great of numbers, which is something required under Obamacare that you pay for that. And so you're really seeing, and in a tradition of not having insurance. And so you're seeing there was an enormous amount of money directed towards Hispanics in a couple of key markets around the country, a lot of money directed to that community, and they're not signing up. And then you're also seeing amongst the young population in some states where the young people are signing up for the silver plan, which is which is a bit nicer than the bottom plan. And the only reason a young person would sign up for the silver plan is if they're very poor and they're eligible for more subsidies under the silver plan, more cost sharing. The other reason is if they are trying to start a family. And someone who is going to have a baby might have $20,000 in claims one year and only be paying $5,000 or $7,000 in premiums. Well, we're looking really closely to see, is this what is happening? Are we basically encouraging people to sign up for insurance for the year that they're going to have very high costs and then get out? And that's going to spell a lot of doom for a lot of these states.
Learn more about this issue on Obamacare customer acquisition costs and the other studies and research and information and facts that are collected and presented by the Illinois Policy Institute. It's all at illinoispolicy.org. We've been talking this morning with the Director of Healthcare Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute, Naomi Lopez-Bauman. Naomi, thanks so much for the facts, the insight. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.